Unit 6. A Charity Walk. Comic Strip, page 92.
Hobo, what are you doing?
I'm training for a charity walk. Eddie, will you support me?
Sure. It's meaningful to support charities.
No, I don't need money. I need some more food during the walk.
I don't think you'll ever finish your walk, Hobo.
Reading. A. Oxfam Trail Walker. Pages 94 to 95. Lily, an exchange student from Hong Kong, showed Amy and Daniel an article about a fundraising event called Oxfam Trail Walker. Here is the article.
We need your support. Oxfam Trail Walker. Oxfam Trail Walker has been one of Hong Kong's biggest fundraising events since 1981. It was known as Trail Walker before. It is organized by Oxfam Hong Kong to raise money for helping poor people in Hong Kong and other parts of Asia and Africa. Trail Walker is held in November every year. People over 18 can group themselves into a team of 4 people and join this charity walk. Oxfam Trail Walker is a tough hike because you have to finish walking a 100-kilometer trail within 48 hours. It means you may have to walk 2 days and nights without sleep. The trail walkers have to walk through 8 country parks and over 20 hills and mountains. It is an excellent chance for people to learn team spirit. All the team members must plan everything together before the event. They need to walk together to finish the hike because only the team's finishing time will be recorded. It is necessary for them to support and help each other, both before and during the event. You should plan what you are going to carry during the walk. You cannot carry everything with you, so it is useful to have support teams to bring you food and drinks. Warm and dry clothes are also necessary to keep you comfortable during the walk. Each team must raise at least 6,000 Hong Kong dollars. The money is used to help poor people and to support development projects. Of course, the walk itself is not easy going up hills, without sleep and with tired bodies. It is necessary that you start training a few months before the walk. Why not try your best to help people in need? This will be an experience you will never forget.
Integrated skills. A. A charity walk. Page 102. A. 2. Amy is listening to a radio program about South Hill. Help her fill in the missing information in the table in part A1.
Spring is a good season for hiking. If you like to go hiking, you must visit South Hill. This 900-meter high hill is the only hill in Sunshine Town. It takes about 2 hours to walk from Sunny Street to South Hill. It is a pleasant walk. You'll see the beautiful view of the country from the hill. If you find that it takes too long to walk there, you can also ride your bike to South Hill. Lots of people like to do that because it is much faster than walking. As I said before, South Hill is the only hill in Sunshine Town. In fact, it is the only hill close to Moonlight Town and Starlight Town too. Many people from these three towns love to go hiking there. It is a beautiful place with open space and fresh air. You can hear birds singing when you go there in the morning. You can also play hide and seek there. The grass is green and the flowers are colorful. You can fly kites on the flat land. You can also go fishing by the lake. All these activities are fun. Every year, a special event called the Kite Festival will take place at South Hill in March. You will see lots of beautiful and colorful kites there. Last year, a young girl who lives in Starlight Town won the Best Kite Award. She made a very special kite that looked like a very big star. Come and visit South Hill anytime. I'm sure you'll have lots of fun there.
B. Speak up. Tips for joining a charity walk. Page 103. Your cousin went on a charity walk last year. You want to ask him or her for some tips. Work in pairs. Take turns to give suggestions. Use Eric and Ben's conversation as a model.
What do I need to pay attention to if I want to join a charity walk?
First, pay attention to the weather. Will it be cold or rainy? Bring an umbrella if necessary.
What else do I need to do?
You must carry enough water. You need to drink a lot of water during the walk.
What else do I need to take?
It's wise to take a map and a mobile phone. They'll be useful, especially if you get lost.
Pronunciation. W and V. Page 104. A. Simon's cousin, Annie, is reading a storybook. She does not know how to pronounce the following words. Simon is teaching her. Listen carefully, then practice saying the words.
1. Wait. 2. Walk. 3. Wet. 4. Went. 5. Warm. 6. What?
B. Simon is teaching Annie some words with the V sound. Listen carefully, then practice saying the words.
1. Van. 2. Video. 3. Voice. 4. Very. 5. Visit. 6. Volleyball.
C. Annie finds it interesting to learn the difference between the W sound and the V sound. She is practicing how to say them. Listen carefully. Practice saying these pairs of words.
1. Wet, vet. 2. West, vest. 3. Worse, verse. 4. Wine, vine.
D. Simon is telling Annie what he saw in Valley Park on Sunday. Listen to what he says, then practice saying the sentences.
I was waiting for Wendy when I heard some music. It was the sound of violins coming from Valley Park. The singers were singing with very beautiful voices.
This is the end of the tape.